Well, the Aussie market is off to a softer start to the new trading week, with the ASX 200 giving up around a tenth of 1%, a little over 7 points at a 6,662. Heading into lunch on Monday, much of the attention has certainly been given to the energy sector and the performance today. It's seen certainly quite a large jump on the back of a more than double-digit jump in the price of crude oil after the Saudi oil infrastructure was attacked by drones over the weekend. So that certainly has put a little bit of concern over supply to the market. US President Donald Trump has since come out saying that the US would be releasing emergency reserves of oil supplies to manage the market and expectations as well. So certainly some big moves happening in the local energy sector. Our major oil producers up around that 4 or 5% mark, the likes of Woodside Petroleum up 5%. Santos is up around that 4% mark, but Oil Search, one of the biggest movers, up around the 6% mark. BHP, another improver as well, up around 3.5%. BHP does operate in oil and gas as well, not as well known as its iron ore and its other metals operations. If we turn our attention to the consumer staples sector as well, that's also seen some large movements today. Bellamy's Australia, the local infant formula and dairy company, today receiving a takeover offer from a Chinese dairy company, offering a price of about $12.65 a share plus 60-cent dividend on top of that as well, which is roughly just shy of 60% higher than what it closed at on Friday. So Bellamy's share today jumping 54%. That's helped lift other dairy and infant formula makers high as well. A2 Milk up close to 4%, and Bubs Australia close to 3% higher as well. The main weights have really come through from the rest of the market. The financials weighed down, ANZ down close to 1%. Industrials as well weaker, with Qantas falling around the 3% mark, and the telcos another drag on the market. One of the worst performers on the ASX 200 is Sims Metal. It's come out with a weaker trading update, and it's expecting some pretty tough conditions for the first half of FY20. The Aussie dollar is holding around 68.7 US cents, ahead of some key Chinese economic data out at midday Eastern Standard Time.